Very happy now to be joined by Silverbacks captain Hunter Sansbury for today's intermission interview. Thanks so much for joining me, Sans. I want to start with Sunday's crazy game. Another one, another overtime. Let's start chronologically, though. You guys get down 2-0, a position you hadn't been in before. You came up flying in the second. What was said in the intermission? What was the message that was talked about?
I think our team just has a lot of resiliency and that we've come back from worse, and being in the pod that we're in, we've been able to score the first goal every game. So just having that sort of not being able to score that first goal, I think, was different for us, but we knew that, you know, it was very early in the game. We saw 2 periods ago, and we've shown before that we were capable of coming back from a lot worse. So I think it was just a matter of, you know, staying positive and making sure that, you know, guys were high energy still and that we were focused on the goal and that we knew what we had to do in order to come back. And, you know, doing it before, we just kind of relied on the things that we did before to be able to make a comeback.
So in the third, it's late. It's a back and forth. They get the lead. You get it back. They get the lead. It's 5-4, final minute. You feed a stretch pass to Simon Tassi and he ties the game. Can you explain from your point of view how that play unfolded and maybe start with them going for the empty net and almost hitting it?
Yeah, it was crazy. They kind of came down and I went to go down and block a shot and they were able to get it off and it hit the post. And I think everyone was able to breathe a little bit easier after that. But then one of their players tried to feed it across and I was able to get it and then feed it up to Tassi, who was obviously had the hot hand that night with 4 points. So I was pretty confident giving him the puck and knowing that something good was going to happen. He went down and scored and that was all she wrote. But yeah, I think Tassi, you know, did most of the work on that play. It was easy for me just to pass it to him. He did the rest of the work, but yeah, it was a pretty cool play to be a part of for sure.
Did you have flashes of, last February you fed a breakaway pass to Tassi to complete his hat trick. This one probably felt better. I mean, that one was a 6-2 win and it was done. This one ties the game.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. After we scored that goal, we were sitting there before overtime. We were reminiscing about last year and we're, you know, laughing, just saying it's exactly the same. And today in the pregame skate, we were talking about it again. So we're just living back on the moment of last year and it felt the same, but obviously that one feels a little bit better, you know, tying up the game and, you know, Tassi doing his thing. But yeah, we're definitely talking about last year and how it felt a lot very similar.
Now the shootout. You shot the night before. And it looked like similar play. Correct me, but were you thinking shot the whole way? Did he show shot, or what were you thinking going in on that shot?
Yeah, I think I changed up just a little bit, just going out wide right instead of just starting off wide left. Obviously, I missed the night before, but I wasn't going to change up what I know because I know it's going to – just knowing how much I've worked on and how much time I've been putting into that move, I know that at some point it's going to work. So I didn't want to change it up too much. And I just came down and just kind of put it in the spot, and I felt like, you know, I was pretty confident I could put it there. I've been able to, you know, work on it a lot in practice and stuff like that. And so I just came down and, you know, I was confident in the move and was going to change it up just because I missed the night before.
I also want to go back to, I mean, these are some big moments so far in the pod season. And one of those, other than a shootout winner and a game time goal that you assisted on, is a game time goal that you scored in the final minute against the Vipers. Yeah. What is that like? I mean, to see that puck go in the final minute and tie a game, can you tell me what that feels like?
It's kind of hard to explain. It's like something that's really surreal. Like, I guess when it happens, you're like, you know, like, oh my God, like, that just happened. And it kind of like you blank out for a little bit, I guess. It's because like it's such a big moment, I guess. And it feels great to be able to do that for your team. But on that goal, I think, you know, Joe LeMay really made a great play. He was able to fake shot and have everyone bite and then able to give me the puck. So a lot of credit goes to him for being able to make that pass to me. But to be part of something like that is honestly just really cool. And it's great to be out there with your teammates who are all, you know, happy for each other that you were able to make the comeback that you did. So it's just a pretty surreal moment.
So a busy schedule, hectic. This is officially past the halfway mark. So it's about to get, I mean, this is the back half. It's going to get tougher.
Yeah.
How so far though, have you, obviously you're someone who you're in shape and you take it seriously working out. How have you handled it so far? And what about the second half? How are you looking forward to staying in shape?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's like when you're on the ice, you got to make sure you're working smart. Like you got to make sure that, you know, you're not overextending yourself and not staying out there any longer than you need to. But at the same time, you know, just being able to get those reps in and be able to get back into form. obviously, like, stuff behind the scenes, there's a lot of ice baths going on, a lot of stretching and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff going on in recovery that, you know, sort of leads to us being able to stay in game form and being able to play so many games in such a short amount of time. But I think as the pod goes on, you kind of get more and more feel of getting back into game shape. And it's the grind of hockey, you know, and you, as you go up, you're going to be playing more games as it is. So I think just getting the hang of it again has really been able to be key for all of us.
Question for, you know, staying fresh and stuff, diet. How much does diet kind of factor in? Is there things you have to be more aware of now that you're playing so many games when it comes to your diet?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've been on a pretty strict diet this year. Me and Shatsy have kind of gone over that a lot and been able to, you know, come up with a diet that's, you know, just eating a lot of, you know, a lot of good foods that have a lot of good nutrients for you. And a big credit goes to my billet family and my billet mom, especially, who's been able to, you know, she makes me all my meals and I can't thank her enough for all she's done. But yeah, I think a lot of it's, you know, just eating foods that, you know, it's like a car. You want to put in the right gas into your tank and make sure that what you get the best out of your car as best as you can. So it's about putting in the right nutrients and being able to, you know, eat a lot of greens, a lot of protein and stuff like that. Cause you know, at the end of the day, you need to make sure you're performing at your best when you're playing so many games in such a short amount of time.
So you've been paired with Kiran Rushinsky, of course, all season. Can you just share a little bit about what it's like to play with him?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it. I love Rush to death. I do anything for him. I think, you know, our games really complement each other well. I think we're out there, you know, our first goal is to shut down whoever we're playing against on a daily basis. And then obviously I think we have, you know, some talent as well up on the offensive front. But first and foremost, I think we want to play a really sound defensive game. And Rush's game has grown tremendously since our 2 years here together. And, you know, I think this year he's really taken on more of a physical, you know, big D-man that I'm, you know, I'm just so proud for him and proud of him and for doing that. And I absolutely love playing with him and being with him on the ice. And I think as the pod goes on, we're trying to, you know, learn how each other play more and more. I think, you know, it's only going to go up from here.
So obviously you and Rush kind of lead the way defensively, but the rest of the blue line, it is four rookies. I mean, what should fans kind of be excited for with, what do you see from these young D moving forward? What should fans be excited for moving into next season?
Yeah, I think, you know, we owe a lot of credit to those four guys. I mean, they've come in this year, you know, being rookies and not being able to have the game experience as, you know, most rookies do. And this year, you know, in the pod, they have to take on a big responsibility that, you know, a lot of rookies don't have to as much, but, I think in all four of them, you know, as you see the hockey's moving into more of like the, you know, more mobile offensive style defense, and we can play two ways. I think that's all four of our D can do it really well. You know, guys like Joe and Matta can skate super well and, you know, just be able to move around really well. And guys like Binger and Tucker, just really good at moving the puck, sort of seeing the ice and moving forward. I think, you know, our D are just going to be really, I think just really mobile and, you know, something that they offer is just different from a lot of D. I think, you know, they're small, you know, they're not huge. They're not, you know, Matt is 6'2", but the other three, you know, are not huge, but, you know, I think they play big and they play hard. So I think there's a lot to be excited about there.
As we mentioned, it's been a lot of overtime so far in the pod. What is it like to play in so many? Cause for the fans, for the broadcasters, it's a lot of fun for us. Is it fun for you guys?
I mean, obviously, we'd rather win. I mean, our goal is to win the game at no cost. So whether it's an overtime or regulation, at the end of the day, if we win a game, we win. That's all that we really care about. But, you know, at some point, we want to start winning games and regulation so that we keep other teams out from getting points. But, yeah, it's definitely fun. It's definitely nerve-wracking. You know, it's nervous when you're going out there and, you know, it's 3-on-3 or you're going in a shootout and, you know, all eyes are on you. But, the more and more you play, sort of the more and more comfortable you get with it, I guess. And obviously we're getting a lot of reps and overtime and shootouts, so we should all be getting pretty comfortable with the format.
Lastly, I want to end with a bit of Drew Doughty talk, because I know that he's someone you admire to look up to. And I have to admit publicly, I was way wrong. Had a fabulous season. Just want you to touch on, I mean, why is he someone that you kind of modeled your game after, if you do, and how do you feel about, I thought it was a bounce back season, but maybe he's just always been this great in your eyes.
From what I gather, I think, you know, Doughty, I mean, obviously he's not the biggest guy on the ice. Like, he's not 6'4", you know, he's not like one of those staggering defensemen, but he plays like the biggest guy out there. And I think, you know, I try to do the same thing. I'm not the biggest guy in any stretch of the imagination, but I always try to play like the biggest guy on the ice. And, you know, I think he plays defense first and he plays hard nose and has a sandpaper style to his game. And then obviously offense comes second to him. So I try to do the same thing. Like my commitment first is to the defensive zone. And then everything else, you know, kind of filters out after. But yeah, I mean, growing up in LA, just being able to watch him, you know, since he was a rookie and now till the all-star defenseman is now, I think, you know, he's always had it in him. But I think it's definitely a comeback year. I think, you know, he's had a couple not up to par years, but I think this year is definitely like him saying, you know, like, this is a comeback year. So yeah, it's just kind of how I feel about it.
Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah. Thank you.